Humbug by Nina Borden. Read by Eve Karpf. Chapter 1. Alice and William and Cora lived with their mother and father, who were no better and no worse than most parents. Their father picked his nose when no one was watching, and since children are no one, he picked his nose in front of them. Their mother told lies. She had given up smoking, but sometimes when they came home from school, the windows were wide open, even in winter, with a great icy gale tearing all through the house, and they knew she was hoping to get rid of the smell before anyone could come home and catch her. Although their parents were not perfect, Alice and William and Cora were used to them and quite fond of them, and so they were sorry when their father told them that the bank was sending him to Japan for 6 months, and he wanted to take their mother with him. "Why can't we come?" asked Cora, who was 8, and always asked the sort of questions that Alice and William, who were 12 and 10, knew there was no point in asking. "All sorts of reasons. Too many to go into just now," their father said, looking wise and grown up.
"You mean you want to have a holiday without us?"
Cora said. This was the sort of thing that Alice and William were too old to say. "Of course we don't, darling," their mother said. But she had gone rather pink. William was sorry for her being caught out, and so he said quickly, "Why do you want to go to Japan?" "The Japanese know more about banks than the rest of the world," their father said, and would have gone on, they could see, telling them boring things about money if their mother had not stopped him. She said, "You're going to stay with Granny and Grandpa. You'll like that. And you'll be going to school there at the end of the holidays. Japan..."